The president's rally for Roy Moore, who faces Democrat Doug Jones in the December 12th special election, will be held at the Pensacola Bay Center, about 15 miles from the Alabama state line. This will be Trump's fourth stop in Pensacola. The first two were at the Bay Center, including one in January of 2016 during the primary season.
So you have a governor who's got very low energy named Bush. You have Rubio, who's a sitting senator, and you have Trump. Trump is winning like 32-12-4 or 5 or something.
His third visit was at Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater during his campaign as the Republican presidential nominee. But why Pensacola for this? William Stewart, professor emeritus in political science at the University of Alabama, says it could be the city's proximity to the state line and also could be a way for Trump to keep Roy Moore at arm's length.
If he doesn't actually campaign in Alabama and somehow Mr. Jones should win, then the defeat of Moore would not be as embarrassing as if he were on Alabama soil and campaigning for Moore.
Moore was removed twice from Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court and is now under fire for allegations that he attempted to initiate sexual relationships with teenage girls when he was in his 30s. Moore denies all.
These allegations are completely false. They're malicious. Specifically, I do not know any of these women, nor have I engaged in sexual misconduct with any woman. This is simply dirty politics.
This is highly unusual. Presidents typically have not gotten involved in Alabama Senate contests. Obviously, for most of our history.
Stewart says Alabama elections have been decided by Alabama voters since statehood in 1819. But things started changing when the balance of power began to shift about a half century ago.
From the mid-1870s until the 1960s, we only had Democrats who were elected. Since that time, we've seen a steady Republican buildup, but presidents and national media have not gotten involved in Alabama elections as they have during this cycle.
And if by stumping for Moore, the president is trying to draw attention away from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, it would come as no big surprise to Stewart.
People's attention span is not so great that they can focus on several different topics at the same time, so that would take some of the pressure off of Trump regarding the Mueller investigation and other matters.
On Monday, Moore received the full endorsement of the president, and in turn, the Republican National Committee reversed its three-week-old ban on funding the campaign. And it appears that GOP senators once opposing Moore's election, such as Susan Collins of Maine, are beginning to fall into line behind him.
She said that anyone who meets the constitutional qualifications, such as the age and the state residency, has to be seated because they can't bring in something that happened several decades ago.
But how has Roy Moore lived such a charmed political life given his past? Professor Emeritus William Stewart says one reason could be Moore's gift of gab.
Roy Moore's persuasive speech has enabled him to capture the imagination of people and cause them to vote for him despite his inability to hang on, for example, to the office of Chief Justice.
Accommodating President Trump's rally took some reshuffling of the Bay Center schedule. The Pensacola Ice Flyers were to play there Friday night, but that game with the Knoxville Ice Bears has been moved to Monday night, December 11th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.